the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
From Jack Memorial Studios are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Davila, brought to you by Hotshot Condoms, the first condoms for children or small penis men.
Here we are again with the time machine.
This time we're going into a little bit of a different direction, and we're going to look
into the future this time instead of the past. Excellent. what's entertainment going to be like 50 years from now?
Let's watch the series finale of Game of Thrones.
Oh my god, I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
We're all dead.
There you go. That was it.
Anyhow,
Jon Snow.
How do you end that? Because it go on forever. I mean.
Well, actually, there's a dude writing books. Kind of just go along with what he does.
I know, but he didn't write those books yet. Whatever.
Anyways, even the bullet points.
We're going back to 1958, and one of those Young America productions, which was a
weird-ass video series. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking.
Well, you know, educational videos they used to do. And this one in particular...
Because apparently no one knew shit. Like, I don't know how to live. Can you just make a video to show me how I'm supposed to do that? Or what should we do?
But this one's called The Snob.
Welcome to our video production. Today, we're going to learn about
discussing problems in group living. The Snob.
Yes, we all talked like this back then.
They really did it, I guess. I'd fit in.
One of those teenage dance parties I've been hearing about. Swing music. It's the devil's music.
Isn't it interesting how every music is the devil's music? From every point in time.
He's got a wide variety of taste.
Chick's trying to do her homework, can't with all this fucking racket. Yeah, close your window. It's your fucking problem.
She's pretty attractive for probably being dead or old.
Pardon me, Hello. Margaret.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Still working so late? On Friday night?
This is my last algebra problem. I'll save my history until tomorrow.
Sarah.
What is homework on the weekends? Treat.
Sarah, your father and I appreciate the fact that you take your schoolwork seriously. But, well, couldn't you manage to arrange your time so you could have a little fun, too?
Some of the other kids are out, you know, they're fucking necking and shit. You might want to do some of that.
A whole weekend. You could go out on Friday night or have somebody in.
Like them? Is that what you mean?
Like them? Those motherfuckers? You think so, mother?
And that's why I talked to
She wants to have a gentleman caller.
You didn't.
Well, I suppose you fixed it so he'd have to invite me over. I might have, if it had been necessary. But I found out that those Friday night get-togethers are open houses. You could go.
I like how she just went over there like, hello. Any chance you can invite my daughter who won't leave her room?
You know that girl you don't like, probably, because she's a fucking geek? Do you think she can come over? They're not going to say, no, old lady, get the fuck out.
I don't think we'll be working on any algebra problems over here tonight, if you know what I mean.
We'll talk about this some other time.
She shook her head as she left, like, I don't know about this fucking kid, huh?
History problems on a Saturday afternoon?
What history problem? How could we have, won World War, VIII? Yeah, I don't know.
World War II was only a couple years before this.
Really?
Yeah, the party's wrapping
up. Kind of plan ahead.
A couple stragglers.
I should be glad to have you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Thank you.
What the fuck's going on over there?
Everyone's leaving.
Your friends are certainly a nice bunch, Ron.
Yeah, they're the greatest.
Yeah, they're all right.
Do you suppose they'd like to help you do something really nice?
What do you mean, Mom?
Like clean up?
Well, how about being more friendly to Sarah Inman?
Sarah Inman? Oh, Mom.
No, really, dear, I mean it. Now, you could invite Sarah over here next Friday to join
us. Ask Sarah to come over here?
Whoa. The other mother said it was an open house. Is she a liar?
I don't particularly want her. Sarah Inman.
Now, Ron, you know we've always said that all of your friends are welcome here at any
time. She's not my fucking friend.
I know, Mom, but... Well, the idea just kind of grew. We've got a large game room, well-stocked refrigerator, and lots of good records. So the gang started drifting in here on Friday. Nobody needed to be asked, but Sarah never came. She's too high hat for that. She wants a special...
I think you're too high hat for a lot of things, Mark. It'll
be just I am. My hat is fucking as high as high can be.
Now, look here, Ron. Years ago, when you had rheumatic fever, don't you remember who it was who came over here every day and read to you by the hour?
Well, sure, Mom, but...
Of course, there's always a backstory that we didn't know about.
No, Ron, I don't think she's really changed.
You just call him a moron? I don't know, moron.
You fucking moron.
I don't know, moron. I don't think she changed.
Well, she was good to me once. I guess I can ask her to honor us with her presence.
Read me a fucking story one time, I guess. I don't know.
I'll call her tomorrow.
Thanks, son.
She looks like Story. You could probably just stop by.
You know, growing up brings different problems to different people. And some, well, they just don't quite bring it off without falling down.
Parents are so wise in the 50s.
Well, if you ask me,
I don't need to go on again and again about how that none of this should existed.
When she was, you know what? When I was younger, I never had a swinging gang over for a Friday night party.
Yeah, or when you're older, or at any point in history.
Or went to junior high with lots of other sharp kids. She couldn't be a big wheel.
You know what? I find that insulting if someone says I look sharp.
Too bad.
You're looking sharp.
Well, you know, it sounds like
you're looking spiffy today. That's a fucking insult.
You're dominating me.
You're not. You know, you don't look good.
She may cut me dead.
I always look good.
She does lots of other people. And I don't think she cares at all.
What doesn't she care about?
Well, some discussion they had.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
later
about.
Later that week, back at school.
Her Highness has a new sweater. Ooh, it's luscious. You've got a hand at the Sarah. She certainly has good taste.
The way she acts, you'd think nobody else did.
She'll hear you.
Man, your sweater's luscious.
That's an awful pretty sweater, Sarah.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck off.
Well, don't speak.
Were you talking to me?
Never mind.
See, she just misunderstood.
It's
hear
true.
Nobody, see nobody, talk to nobody. That's Sarah. No wonder she's
a fucking cunt.
Asked her a fucking question about her sweater they were just goofing on.
Yeah, where'd you get your fucking sweater,
hey,
huh?
And Madison made secretary.
Yeah, Jerry made vice president.
Bill Tyler.
Do I have to address myself?
Hey,
Mark, from room 2.
What's all the excitement?
We're going for the election for next year's student council officer. Bill Tyler made president.
Hey, let's get on the ladder.
Oh, sure, okay.
I'll see you.
I suppose you don't think Bill's the best man for the job?
Hmm.
Fuck you!
Oh, that
doing the best I can.
She's just sore because we picked Bill's design for the yearbook cover instead of hers. Let's go to class.
I wanted to make this yearbook a pyramid.
Who gets excited about class president in high school?
No one.
I remember in elementary school, it was kind of... I ran for vice president and lost.
Oh, my God, man.
Listen, I thought I'd win.
That's fine, but
I have him in my poster. Freddy Krueger says, vote for Mike Klein. Freddy Krueger himself.
Yeah, I mean, that is a pretty good endorsement.
Something's bothering you. Care to cry on my shoulder?
Daddy, there's nothing to cry.
Care to cry on my shoulder? That's the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
That is a little weird.
That sounds like something Mark would say.
Come here, cry on my shoulder. It's okay. Sit close. It's fine.
You say it to girls at work. You seem tired.
But it wouldn't
sad.
Do any good.
Care to cry on my shoulder?
I always cry when I'm tired. So
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do if you're really like you know kids to cry.
Yeah. Oh my God. And my son's tired. I know when he needs a nap because he fucking gets all worked up over shit, over a little nonsense.
Well, this morning, when I came to class, I was worried about the history test first period.
You're living in history. This is fucking like 80 years ago. Don't worry about it.
Nancy Yeager. I didn't hear what she said, but She looked at me as if she just hated me.
You know,
that seems like an event that you'd remember throughout the rest of the day.
I worked hard on the history test. I loved it.
You know what? When you're in high school, it's all this fucking drama.
As hard as I do.
You don't realize till you get out that everything was fucking nothing. Everything was bullshit.
I know I am.
He's zoned out already.
I know. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, remember when I said I cry my shoulder thing?
I worked just hours and hours on design for the yearbook cover.
I didn't know that crying meant you'd be whining about something like this.
I meant literal tears, not you bitching.
Couldn't see anything to it. His design is going to be on the yearbook cover. Isn't fair.
Oh, I don't know if you know this, but they didn't pick your designs because they don't fucking like you. It doesn't matter which one's better.
Hey, he's a class president.
Yeah, you're a fucking bitch, and everyone knows it.
I had to say yes because Mother's been pressuring me, but I don't want to go.
She's going to be a good girlfriend. She doesn't want to say yes to things, but if you pressure her enough, she'll do it. So that's good. That's good news.
I don't want to go to that party and have fun. I want to stay here and not have fun.
I want to work.
Punkin'.
I don't know what you just said, because I was totally zoned out. But I'm sorry.
Friends are important in this world.
You should
encourage others to make good and not dislike them for
it. Like our father just wears a tie around the house.
I know. I'm a professional dad. I think you should have to wear a tie.
Get together this Friday. Try to like
and the mother and the father have never been in the room at the same time. I think they're the same person.
No, it just wasn't allowed in the 50s. There wasn't much, contact. They let them have sex, once a year, in case you want to try for a kid.
You had to get a permit.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, all these different bedrooms. Some of them even had different homes.
Aren't they happier than you are?
That's a good question, Sarah.
Maybe I love doing homework. Maybe that's
aren't
what makes
they
me happy.
Happier than you are?
I'm glad you know what makes me happy. How the fuck would you know? You drinking your Rob Roy when you come home from work makes you happy. Do you think that would make me happy? Or are we two different fucking people?
A swinging party's going on again, Mark. About a whole week since the beginning of this video.
This does seem like a really long video, yeah.
Food for the stars.
I'm so glad teenage parties aren't as boring as this shit anymore. Nowadays, they just fucking let's just have an orgy. Who's up for some fucking?
Look at them.
They have those blowjob parties where they wear those bands and shit.
Big man. Everything he does is too clever.
Man, I grew up in the wrong time.
I'm just as good as he is.
If I was a kid
now,
I'm
better. He'll get no playing up from me.
I like to go to one of these swinging parties.
Is she at the party?
Yeah, she's sitting there, sir. Oh, to be honest with you, Mark, I'd go to this party. It sounds fun.
Yes, if I could time travel. Yeah, I'm going to waste my time doing that.
You know what's weird about this? This is well into the rock and roll era, 1958.
Well, because...
they're listening to swing music, because I don't think they wanted the evil rock and roll in a school video.
Yeah, look, young people didn't make this video. Old people did, and they didn't want that music. They don't give a fuck what the young people are listening to. I'm going to pretend this is what they were listening to.
Hey, how about it? Do you want to dance?
I'd rather not.
Well, you want to sit and talk then?
I'd rather not.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you mad.
Take a fucking hint, dude.
Oh, are you satisfied?
Made him cry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's
you made
so
the class president
upset.
Cry.
What
we can't have the class president crying.
He's our president, and you will show him respect.
You wanted to dance, all right, but you just couldn't pass up the chance to be a snob.
He said the S word, Mark. And in public.
How dare you?
Sarah? I didn't mean it, Sarah.
I was just kidding. I was just playing. You know me.
When you had pneumatic fever, I saved you. Because they didn't have doctors in this town.
It's actually not pneumatic. It's rheumatic with an R.
Pneumatic fever.
That's not it. Like a pneumatic pump.
Anybody who isn't one of their gang and doesn't do all the silly things they do. They don't understand.
I'm going to cry in this tree. Can you please stop getting your tears all over my tree? It's my father's favorite tree.
Herself, you know, when my grandpa died, friends, he spread his ashes around people. That tree. So can you step
what
back?
What makes Sarah act the way she does?
She's a snob.
Is it a cover-up for some lack she feels in herself?
Can a friend like Ron help her in any way?
I don't think we're going to find out with 20 seconds left in this video.
Know. Part two. What, I got to have a fucking part two?
Sarah does as snobbery.
The party stops. I'm just staring.
I know. One person left the party. Oh, fucking turn off the record.
The video ended with a question mark.
What the fuck? What was the point of this video? Someone's a snob. Some chick's a bitch. All right?
No, she's a snob.
Listen, some people say snob. I say bitch. She was a bitch. But so what? What was the fucking point?
I don't know.
Man, no wonder the 50s died. 50s finished, right?
They don't want to say Rocco.
They didn't go back, man. If the 50s worked, we'd still be
you
there.
You know what's funny about that video?
Nothing.
Probably late 70s, early 80s, kids were still watching the, you know, those old projectors with the film strips.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
I remember watching that in school.
I used to get excited because after lunch, every period, this one fifth grade teacher, he'd have a whole stack of them. He'd put them on. He gets fucking lazy because he knew he didn't
fucking learn.
You don't do anything after lunch, so for an hour or two, you just watch. You just watch videos.
Yeah, good. I want to do that now, not record this shit.
All right. Well, see you later. That's another edition of the Hot Shot Whiz Kids Time Machine. Next week, we may travel back to another time.
We might. Or what, are you going to time machine back to 2002?
No, we might go back to Boys Beware, 1961. Or Improve Your Personality, 1951.
Yeah, anyway, Hot Shot Whiz Kids. How,
or the age-old question, how much affection from 1957?
I'm curious. I mean, you know, do you finger a chick? Do something?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.